Good morning. This is Sylvia Enns from the University of Healing with a thought for today. Genius comes from genuine. And that's really what I believe. A genius is somebody who is genuinely himself, herself, and listens to that divine inspiration and just lets it flow. Yeah, commonly we know that children are great in that they follow their inner intuitions with beautiful uninhibitedness, and they don't care, in quote, to say what the world thinks about their enthusiasm or their inspiration or their excitement. And they do great things. And they accept that they are a genius because they are still so in tune with that inner wisdom and with that inner in-tuneness, with that wisdom of their God self. They don't even know it, but they just flow with it. And as it so happens, I just read lately about quite a few people who already as a child found out what they really liked to do. Like, for example, a four-year-old girl started to play the piano, or a six-year-old boy started to recite poems and became a famous actor, and the girl became a famous musician. And because they found that inner calling so early, they always remembered it, and their divine didn't have to push them too hard in the direction where they wanted to express themselves on this planet. Now, with most of us as adults, it's a little different story because we have so many preconceived ideas in our mind of what we should be doing, what we are expected to do and have been expected to do, and kind of made this expectation our own reality. But a genius, which comes from genuine, is somebody who just follows what he hears from within, regardless of what society thinks about them. Like, isn't it true that many of our famous scientists and inventors have often, or seem often, kind of eccentric and are not always readily accepted by society while they are alive? They're always thought of as a little crazy because they have ideas and express thoughts and imaginations which for us seem rather far-fetched. Far-fetched because we trot the normal trot of believing what the world tells us. Yes, I think it's a good thought for today to think about who I am, because most of us are just not 4 years anymore or 6 years. We are all 25. But what does it matter? We just are still able to get in tune with our inner genius, with our inner genuineness, or whatever that word is called, because it's always there. We just have to dare to listen and dare to do. And I've read a quote of William James about that, which fits so perfectly to start this day today. I have often thought that the best way to define a man's character would be to seek out the particular mental and moral attitude in which, when it came upon him, he felt himself most deeply and intensively active and alive. At such moments, there is a voice inside which speaks and says, "This is the real me." Okay, let's look out today what makes us intensively feeling active and alive, and listen for that voice in us saying, "Hey, that's the real me. That's the direction I want to go. And it's right for me. Because I am a genius. I am genuine. Genuine coming from my original purity and integrity. Genuine, whole and perfect. Genuine, in tune with the infinite knowledge, with the infinite wisdom to which I have access. And I am now open and uninhibited to that inner wisdom, like a child who so readily accepts when we say, 'Hey, you are a genius.' 'I know,' they say. I say today, 'I know.' And I go on and I express myself as who and what I am, excited and actively alive and intensively aware of who I am." A thought for today from the campus of the University of Healing. Have a wonderful, fantastic day.